To the vile creature who has entered my cave unannounced and is currently touching my gold with their vile, vile body. You have moments left to survive before I ignite you. How foolish you are to enter a dragon's lair. Now show yourself, and I may be merciful. You have seconds to decide. Make a wise choice. You will not have a second opportunity. Make yourself known, human. You may be wondering how I can tell. All you humans smell alike. Now I highly suggest you stop hiding. If you think you're gonna make it out of my cave, away from my hoard, with a piece of gold, you are mistaken. It is rightfully mine from civilizations past, and I will not have some young, filthy thief take it away from me. Make yourself known. Now. You. I see you. Do you really think that you can get away from me? Turn around now. What are you? You stand tall like a human, and yet, your skin, it's gold. A new evolution? What are you? A human made out of gold seems impossible. Is this a trick? Why is there shiny gold where your skin's supposed to be? Is this just a fancy armor? Or is it truly a part of your body? Time will tell. And I have all the time in the world. Unlike you. Surely you're still human. Gold can last forever. You cannot. A man made of gold. Such a silly concept, truly. But who knows? There may be such a thing. In a vast world filled with magic and unknowns, it is highly possible that there is a new species that's formed, and you may be the first of its kind to wander here. I'll be keeping you. Until you prove to me otherwise, that is. Look deep into my eyes and know this. The very second that I find out that you're human, I will not hesitate to consume you. Do you have anything to say for yourself, man of gold? You truly expect from me to believe that you're made of pure gold when you reek of human? How gullible do you think I am? Do you believe that I was born yesterday? Foolish creature. I've lived ages. In comparison, you've lived a day. If you claim to be what you say you are, then prove it. Do something, anything. Anything a simple human is unable to do. Something that only your species, a gold man, is able to possess the power to do. Do this now, What's the holdup? Have I caught you red-handed,
human?
Oh, you're thinking. Well, continue to think while I prepare to light you up. You thought of something? How convenient. And may I ask, what special ability do you possess, gold man? You can manifest gold from thin air? You say you can manifest gold from nothing? You really do take me as a fool. No creature has the ability to do that. Not even the greatest of wizards have ever had the ability to do such a thing. Demonstrate this impossible ability now, or suffer my wrath. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. What is this? You really are unique. There's no way. No. This must be a trick. Goldman, do that again. Summon another piece of gold. Now. This changes everything. You will be staying with me for the foreseeable future. How long would that be? If I had to say an estimate, forever. What? You won't be able to survive, but you're made of gold, right? You're still technically living. I get it. You stay with me. I'll keep you alive. Animals wander into here every single day. As for water, that will prove to be a bit difficult. But we will find a way. Oh, how fortuitous that we have met. Tell me about your people. I bet that you have cities made of pure gold. Maybe someday I'll drop by for a visit. You truly must be a long way from home. This land is inhabited by humans, fairies, giants, elves, skeletons, you name it. But certainly no gold men.
Thank you to Asala 2011, Zelda Man, Blake Rogers, Race, the Demon Racer, Ethan, Asili VA, the Sci-Fi Guy, Nazgul Cookie, the Big Clown, Chicken Nugget, J. Jackie King, Night River, Mr. Fabulous, Klaus, Jason Perez, and Robert for becoming members on Patreon. Sorry about that, but my brain kind of thought about all those names as being like a tongue twister, and then I just got completely tongue-tied. Anyway, thank you very much for becoming members on Patreon. I hope you enjoy the content. I'm back. Sorry for the lull in content. I was on vacation, but I am back home. The story about that, I will tell more in the other audio that is airport oriented. I have been wanting to do a dragon audio for a long while now, and I didn't know what way to best do it. There are multiple ideas, and I want to kind of make every idea its own audio instead of making one massive character having a whole bunch of personalities. So I've decided to go with the generic dragon trait of just gold lover, you know, hoarding gold. So you play as a human, actually. And actually, you're a human, wearing all gold armor, and you have the ability to summon things. So you're a mage. And you're just going into this cave, wandering in, and you don't realize that there's a dragon in there. He kind of just happens to be one. So to save your butt, you kind of have to go with the flow and be like, yeah, I'm this coveted gold creature. You know, it's a really strange concept I came up with. But like in my brain, I'm thinking, if a dragon came across an entity made of gold and it has the ability to summon gold, it's like, why don't you want to keep that? So that's the only reason why you're staying alive. This dragon wants you because you are gold and you have the ability to manifest gold, but you're not actually manifesting the gold. You're more so just, you have the ability to summon items that are already in a room. So you just keep on pretty much manifesting. Or teleporting, I should say. You're teleporting gold that's already existent in the room and saying, hey, look, here's some new gold. I made it with my own hands. So it was a little weird of a concept, but I was like, hey, I need to put this out there. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I enjoyed making it. And initially, she was going to be very flirty, but then I decided against it because sometimes I feel like not every character needs to be flirty, you know? Sometimes they can be just stone aggressive with no other intentions, or weird with no other intentions. You know what I mean? So this is probably one of the few characters I've made that isn't super flirty, and I have no intention of making them super flirty. They are just into their own thing, and that's just how it's going to be. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you all again next time, all right? Bye-bye!